This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service. And in this edition of our Big Band Countdown, it'll be the 10 most popular records in the United States during the second week of July in the swinging year 1943. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original and sometimes scratchy and even distorted records that now make up the Big Band Countdown. The second week of July, 1943 and counting. Counting down to record number 10. Band of Harry James and their July 1942 recording of Velvet Moon. Musicians were striking the recording studios that second week of July 1943, so record companies were digging into their archives for hit records, finding a year-old Harry James record to fill the number 10 spot in the countdown, record number 10. counting down now to record number 9. Kaiser's last chance to make a record before musicians went on strike, and he made a good one. Let's Get Lost, record number 9. It had been recorded July the 28th, 1942, with vocal by Harry, Julie, Trudy, Jack, and Max. And now, by the second week of July 1943, it was record number 9. Record number 9 in the Big Band Countdown. Your favorite team may have only seconds to score the winning points, but in the winning and savings game, you've got years to score big with United States Savings Bonds. If you start buying them now through the payroll savings plan, a little is set aside out of your salary each payday, then it grows and grows with guaranteed interest. When you save with U.S. Savings Bonds, you'll know what it's like to be a winner because you just can't lose. That second week of July 1943, the world was at war. Franklin D. Roosevelt, President of the United States, Generals Patton and Montgomery were preparing to invade Sicily. Stateside, there were jitterbugs and zoot suits, and while musicians were on strike against record companies, they continued to provide the musical background for stars and singers in motion pictures.
Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas. eyes a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky start above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more sky than gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho alas, and also rack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
That second week of July 1943 found Judy Garland appearing in her last boy-girl film with Mickey Rooney. Their girl-crazy film starred Judy Garland singing "But Not For Me," heard here as a big band extra. This is Chuck Cecil, counting down the 10 most popular records for the second week of July, 1943, counting down now to record number 8. Duke Ellington's famous orchestra made that record back in May 1940. They called it then Never No Lament. 3 years later, it was brought out under the title Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and it became a hit. Record number 8 in this version of our countdown, Duke Ellington's Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Counting down now to record number 7. Number 7 in the Blue of Evening. It was the big band of Tommy Dorsey featuring the voice of his singer, Frank Sinatra, in the Blue of Evening. Record number 7 in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. A famous greeting card company has a memorable slogan that has a lot of meaning. It goes, when you care enough to send the very best. Think about that for a minute. Then relate to it in the way you're doing your job, whether in the military or civilian life. Doing your very best or giving your very best can determine whether you succeed or fail. Your job may not seem so important to you in relation to the total operation. You can be sure, though, someone is depending on you to do a good job. It may be that you can slide by with as little effort as possible and no one will know the difference. But think of this. You alone will know if you did your very best. And you alone will earn the satisfaction of a job well done. It's your decision. Think about it. That second week of July, 1943, best-selling books were mostly about the war, God is My Co-Pilot, Guadalcanal Diary, 30 Seconds Over Tokyo, but novels, too, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and The Human Comedy. On Broadway, that second week of July, 1943, there was S.R.O. for Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma.
Here is the gist of practical limbs of Jones for you. Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't lie.
mine. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above. They'll see.
The voices of Alfred Drake and Joan Roberts, stars of Oklahoma, singing People Will Say We're in Love, a big band extra, a sound from the stage, that second week of July, 1943. Returning now to the countdown, counting down to record number six.
Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero, the tears are falling, Johnny zero, and who they always used to say. Johnny got a zero. Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero today. There's a tears all at the Johnny zero, and they will achieve him when they play. Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero, Johnny got a zero today.
He couldn't concentrate on studies, his mind was always in the sun.
When he grew up, he left his body, and Johnny learned how to fly. Now they still call him Johnny Zero, and all the pilots finally say, Johnny got a zero, he got another zero, Johnny got a zero, hooray! Johnny Zero is a hero today.
Second week of July 1943, they were saying shellac had gone to war, and listening to that record, you had to believe it, shellac being a principal ingredient of making records. But the record was there in popularity, the ballad of an American hero of World War II. The song spinner's record of Johnny Zero was number six in popularity. Record number six in the Big Band Countdown. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a Big Band Countdown. In this edition, a survey of the top 10 records in the United States during the second week of July 1943. From Vintage Edition to Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra, World, and Variety, comes this presentation of original records, badly scratched and distorted at times, but the authentic records that now make up the Big Band Countdown.
Thank you. Have you made your gift yet to CFC, the Combined Federal Campaign? The Stars and Stripes and AFN have been giving you information every day about the agencies supported by your CFC. 30 of them all together, and all are volunteer. In other words, none of them have any other means of support. So the success of a campaign like CFC is mighty important. Join in and help as much as you can. That way, you're going to make someone happy.
The middle of July, 1943, and counting down. Counting down to record number 5 in popularity. From the November 1940 recording session, The King of Swing, Benny Goodman, and vocalist Helen Forrest in their record of Taking a Chance on Love. Now, almost 3 years later, the middle of July 1943, it was record number 5. And this was number 4.
You'll never know just how much I miss. Never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that other way to prove that I love you. I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
In this edition of yesterday's Top Ten, that's a rare performance. It was a new record that second day of July 1943, with musicians on strike, Dick Hames and the Song Spinners singing You'll Never Know, singing a cappella, no musical instruments. And in addition, it had good quality, You'll Never Know, record number 4 in the Big Band Countdown. Ulysses S. Grant signed the act of March 1st, 1892, which made Yellowstone America's first national park. What would have happened if people in the 1870s had not cared about people in the 1970s? What would our wilderness areas look like today? Well, today, wilderness areas all over the world need to be protected for future generations. Will the people in the year 2070 appreciate what we are leaving them? It's up to you. Remember, it's your world. That second week of July 1943, withholding was something brand new for taxpayers, except then it was called pay as you go. In tennis, Lieutenant Joe Hunt and Pauline Betts were champions. Singer Frank Sinatra, with musicians on strike, turned his attention to Broadway, while his old boss, Tommy Dorsey, continued to make radio broadcasts.
If I could only make you understand about many little dreams I'm dreaming, schemes I'm scheming. I know my mama told me to be true. She meant me for someone, someone exactly like you.
band extra, a sampling of a radio broadcast during that year, 1943, by Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, playing Exactly Like You. That was Cy Oliver doing the singing. And this is Chuck Cecil returning now to the countdown, counting down to record number 3.
Nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. Nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep. And my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. All or nothing at all.
An almost four-year-old record of All or Nothing at All in third place that second week of July 1943. The big band of Harry James and a young vocalist named Frank Sinatra. They're All or Nothing at All. Record number 3. Counting down to record number 2.
It must be right.
were you sent to me? Why am I content to be with you forever? Oh, when I need you so much, and I have waited so long, it must be right. It can be wrong.
Another a cappella performance by Dick Hames and the Song Spinners. Their record, It Can't Be Wrong, was record number 2 that second week of July 1943. And now, a big band extra. During that period of time, musicians not able to make records in recording studios for the civilian population, but they were able to make V-discs. And it was during July 1943 that the most famous V-disc of all was recorded. We hear it now as a big band extra. Original V-disc performance that was made just about the time of our survey, July 1943, Captain Glenn Miller and his Army Air Corps band playing the St. Louis Blues March. An extra before we conclude this edition of our Big Band Countdown. You've heard the expression, the future is just around the corner. We've all heard it. But the future seems to be getting here a lot faster than it used to, and it seems to be getting more complicated. So it takes a lot more tools to build a better future for yourself. Well, you can find the most effective tools at your education office. You can go to college, take vocational courses. There are many different programs offered. There's bound to be one just right for you. Just open the door to the education office and become a bigger person. A person building a better future with the tools that only learning provides. And now, here is America's favorite record during the second week of July, 1943. This scratchy record was record number one.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one more to come, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
What a show, what a fight.
Yes, we really hit our target for tonight.
How we sing as we limp through the air. Oh, look below, there's our field over there.
With our foot through a bar and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer.
One of our planes has missed 2 hours overdue. One of our planes was missing
with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming, they waited for a word.
Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard.
Coming in
on a wing and a prayer.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. So there's one more to go, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fun. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our foot through a bush and our trust in the Lord. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. So there's one more to go, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. A wing and a prayer.
And there you have record number one during the second week of July, 1943. Coming in on a wing and a prayer, as performed by the Song Spinners. It was record number one. For the past hour, this has been Chuck Cecil with a Big Band Countdown. We've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the second week of July, 1943, in this edition, from a collection of vintage publications and original records that are a bit worn and scratchy and sometimes distorted. This has been my survey of yesterday's top 10. The Big Band Countdown.
Check with your unit TFC key man tomorrow.
Give to the Combined Federal Campaign.